Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around the house. It is a beautiful fall day. I love this time of year because the weather is crisp. I am inspired to take on projects big and small. And if you've got a project on your to-do list, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your questions. All you need to do is go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's episode, are you in the market for new furniture but maybe don't have a big budget to handle it? Well, if so, upcycling might be perfect for you. We're going to have tips to help you get started, including how to make the best furniture choice for an upcycle.
And as the days get shorter and darker, now's a great time to update your home's lighting. LEDs offer a long-term energy savings, but between understanding lumens, watts, color temperature, all of those bulbs are labeled with a whole lot of options, and it can be a bit confusing. So we want to help you get the best solution for your home just ahead.
And carbon monoxide is an odorless gas that results from the combustion of fuels like natural gas or oil or kerosene or even charcoal. So we're going to give you some tips on how to make sure your heating system is not putting out that nasty stuff.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this autumn weekend. We are so happy to lend a hand. We love to hear what you're working on. And you know what? Send us pictures, too. We love to see all of your hard work. So let us know how we can help.
And you can connect with us by going to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Just click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it, Les. Who's first?
Heading out to Texas, where Colleen has a question about water softening. What's going on?
Well, we have well water, and it's really high in sodium and calcium, and it's extremely hard.
Okay.
And we've had water softeners before, and they need, some of them need to be replaced.
Okay.
And I was looking at this Easy Water that you recommend, and I was wondering if it would really take care of the extremely hard water we have in West Texas.
Well, I've never had a listener use it with really, really, really hard water. It sounds to me that if that's the case here, you probably need a salt-based water conditioner, which, by the way, doesn't put salt in your water. It just fosters the chemical process that softens the water and makes it easier to use. What Easy Water does is it charges the particles in the water so that they don't stick together and they don't clog your pipes and stuff. But I do think it probably would still feel a bit hard when you're trying to do your clothes. Like sometimes it doesn't feel like it gets sudsy when it's really hard. So I would just replace replace it with a standard salt-based water conditioner, Colleen, okay?
Would you suggest using that charger, too, on the, in the well, the pump house?
So that doesn't go in the well. That goes at the, on the main water line when it comes in. It wouldn't hurt, but I would put the salt-based system on first because I think you'll find that's probably enough.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Those easy water systems are like, think of them as magnets, Leslie, where, you know, the particles are, have the same charge, so they repel each other. And they're effective because it doesn't stick to the pipes and clog up things. But I still wonder whether or not you'll get the same level of sort of like sudsiness. I know that if I've had houses with hard water that you try to wash your hands, for example, with soap or try to do the dishes, it doesn't get very slippery because the hard water just kind of fights
it's
you the whole
so
time.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's a very weird feeling, and it kind of dries out your skin, too.
Oh, I know. I've experienced it when traveling with the home makeover shows. You know, it's like you get to like Louisiana and you're almost always going to have it. And you're like, why is my hair always like this?
What's wrong with this? Right. What happened to hair?
Yeah. And it's so weird for the ice makers. Like the ice is never right. And like the dishwashers get clogged up. Like it's just not good all around.
And if you have a tankless water heater, so it has a very, very small plumbing system where the pipe goes through many, many loops, it can clog them up. There's actually cleaning procedures in areas that have hard water for tankless systems because they can clog up and stop working.
Well, hopefully this helps her. Stan in Florida is on the line, and it's apparently raining in his house. Stan, what's going on?
Well, we like to keep it cool and comfortable, and with the humidity outside, the condensation accumulates on the air vents.
Right.
And it literally is dripping and staining the ceiling areas where I painted.
Yep. I've seen this before, and it's amazing how much humidity and how much water can come out of the air when it's that warm, right?
Yes, it is. It's been bothering us. I was wondering what my solution might be.
So your solution is to insulate the air conditioning ducts. You know, we don't think about insulating ducts much in the southern part of the country because usually you're insulating them to prevent heat loss. In this case, the reason that you're getting this condensation is because you have warm, moist air, of course, that's up in that attic space where those ducts are. And as that warm, moist air strikes the attic ducts, it condenses and releases its moisture, much the same as what you would see happen if you took a glass of ice water outside and outside the glass gets wet. That's the warm moisture in the air striking the glass and cooling. So as it cools, it releases water because cool air can hold less moisture than warm air. That's why no one ever complains about it being too humid when it's cold outside, because the moisture is not in the air. So what you need to do is to insulate those ducts. Now, I can imagine that in some cases this is difficult because of getting access to it, but perhaps if you focused on the areas where it's worse, by insulating the ducts, you won't get that condensation that forms on them because the insulation will be a barrier then between the duct and the warm air itself. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
And that is the solution there, sir. You've got to have insulated ducts, and that will stop that from happening because we can't control the humidity, that's for sure.
Right. Well, we have some blown-in insulation, but I was wondering, should I add an attic fan and circulate the air? Would that help any also?
I don't generally recommend attic fans, and here's why. Especially in a southern climate, what attic fans tend to do is depressurize the attic as they try to pull air out of it. But the problem is they don't just stop at the attic. They are so strong that they reach in through the wall cavities where wires and pipes go through, and there's little spaces between the drywall and the walls, and they actually find a way to steal the air-conditioned air from your house. So using an attic fan in Florida can actually drive up your cooling costs when most people would think it's the opposite. If you want to improve the ventilation in the attic, you should do it passively by adding ridge vents to the peak and then making sure the soffits, the overhang, are fully open. And, you know, you'd have screening there, but you want to make sure the air can get in there. And this way it goes in the soffits, it goes under the roof, and goes out the ridge. But a fan itself is not a good idea. That said, I can promise you that just improving the ventilation is going to stop the condensation. I think you're going to find when push comes to shove that insulation is the best solution to this issue.
Sounds accurate to me. I appreciate your help so much, and that's what I'm going to do.
You're very welcome, Stanley. Thank you so much for calling the Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this glorious fall weekend, we are here to lend a hand. If it's a big project, a small project, it doesn't matter. We love all projects, so let us know how we can help. Coming up, are you in the market for new furniture? Maybe a table, chairs, a cabinet, but you don't quite have the bucks to buy new? Well, if so, upcycling might be for you. We've got that and more when the Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, how are you spending your weekend? You got big projects? You thinking about a project? You starting one? Or perhaps you're stuck? Well, whatever it is, reach out, lend us a hand, because if you can dream it, you can build it. And guess what, guys? We can help. Be sure to join us as well on the Money Pit podcast. It's every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Lynn in Delaware on the line, who's got a leak in the basement that's as if somebody's turned a faucet on. What's going on?
Well, last Thursday we had a torrential rain in Delaware, and okay. So afraid of trees falling in the rain, I ran down to my basement immediately. And about maybe 2 minutes being down there, I hear some sound like somebody turned on a faucet.
Okay.
So I look behind the where the faucet is, it comes from the inside. The water pipe comes from the outside onto the inside. Water was just gushing. It was just gushing in, just like a faucet.
So it was coming around the pipe where the pipe comes through the wall?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yep, all right. So that makes sense. You know, what happens is when you get a torrential rain like that, it's going to find the path of the easiest path in, the path of least resistance. And the holes that are drilled through foundation walls for things like plumbing, like the hose bib in your case, are going to provide an easy entry. So what I would tell you is a couple of things. Now, it probably only happens when you get maybe a severe downpour like this, maybe even one that's fueled by rain. But I would, number one, is I would take silicone. And you can buy a tube of silicone and a little can squeeze tube, or you can buy one and just put into a caulking gun. And I would seal the gap around where the pipe comes through the foundation wall. All right, so next I want you to do the same thing on the inside. This is going to stop what happened to you most recently. But the other thing I want you to do is to take a look, if you can, at the drainage conditions outside that wall, because you might find that maybe you have an overflowing gutter there, or that you have soil that is sort of settling down, and maybe it's moving too much water towards that area of the wall. I don't know how high up this hose bib is. But generally, the roof and surface drainage conditions are what starts this all. And it's an easy fix. You just got to figure out what it is. Downspouts are also really important to check. Most of the time when the gutter companies put them in, they drop them pretty close to the foundation, but we always like to see them extended out 4 or 5 feet. So you're moving all that water out away from that wall, and if you can kind of move it out and keep it away, you're going to find that the whole space is a lot drier. And in your particular case with this little gusher that happened, sealing the area around the pipe should stop that from happening the next time.
Oh, okay. Now, another thing that I'm wondering, now that you said about the ground settling and everything, this particular stepway, I've had groundhogs
groundhogs
that used to
yeah.
dig under there, and I'm wondering if they could have moved the dirt and made a path or something to this particular...
Yeah, they may have. Generally, the first 4 to 6 feet, you want to do what you can to keep the soil sloping away from the walls in those first few feet. So if it does settle in, you just add clean fill dirt, not topsoil, but just fill dirt, very inexpensive, and you pack it in there and you slope it away. Then you could put some mulch or you could put some topsoil and grass over that, but you want to have that soil sloping away, and then it's going to settle every once in a while, and especially if you get any overflowing gutters, it'll just erode and wash away. So that maintaining that sort of slope and that space to keep the walls as dry as possible is important, and it really does help solve a lot of problems with water in the basement and even dampness in the basement.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's what I will do then. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you're in the market for some new furniture, but you don't have a big budget to buy it, well, maybe upcycling could be an awesome solution for you. First of all, some basics here. Upcycling is essentially a term that's the opposite of downcycling, which is what happens when you just throw something away. Now, in between upcycling and downcycling is recycling, which still puts waste back into the environment, but it does so in a more responsible way. Now, we love upcycling because it provides an opportunity to find useful furniture and other household items, and using a bit of your creativity and a small budget for some supplies, you can give that piece a second life in your home or your apartment or as a gift for the upcoming holiday season. There's a lot of great ways that you can upcycle.
And it's super popular right now. In fact, there's even a fun and very useful Instagram page called Stooping in NYC, where people that spot items being thrown out with the trash take a picture, upload it to the site with its location. If someone thinks the pic looks good, they can head on over to the location and hopefully be the first one to score a great upcycled find. Now, outside of urban areas, many towns and cities have a bulk trash collection day, which is code for free stuff. I know that we just had it in our community, Leslie, and we were emptying out our nearby house for a neighbor, and we had the entire sort of width of the house on the street sidewalk filled up with stuff. By the next morning when the trucks came, half that stuff was already gone because folks found it useful and decided to upcycle it. So there's a lot of ways to participate in upcycling in terms of doing the project and cleaning out your own house at the same time.
Now, when you're shopping for a piece to upcycle, here's a few things that you want to keep in mind. First of all, you want to look at the bones, like how is this piece of furniture built? You want to make sure it's structurally sound, it's not going to need any major repairs so that you can use it. And then look at what cosmetic updates are there. Like, does it need to be cleaned? Can it just be painted? These are all super easy DIY projects. But if it needs a bigger repair, it just might not be worth it.
Now, you also want to avoid upholstery and bedding. And here's why, because obviously there's no telling where that furniture has been. If you're talking about a couch or a bedding or an easy chair, you could also have something living inside of it like bed bugs. Now, the exception, pretty gross, the exception could be a wood chair that's got an upholstered seat, which would be easy to remove and completely replace. Otherwise, it's just not worth working with the upholstered stuff.
And you know what, guys? Upcycling is a fun and meaningful way that you can take an item on its way to the trash heap, and then with just a little sweat equity, you can totally make it your own. And those are always the pieces that stand out. So definitely keep this in mind.
Now, listen, whenever we talk about upcycling, I remember my IKEA couch that you upcycled by reupholstering it and pretty much doubled the life of that sofa bed. You know, it really is a fantastic project. So if there's an opportunity, I went against my own advice about you don't know where it's been. Well, on that piece of upholstery, I knew exactly where it's been. And so I was happy because it was all our grime and whatever was on it. But still, you know, if you find some wood furniture, if you find some tables, some chairs, refinishing tables and chairs is a really easy project. I've done a couple of those over the last couple of years. There's always great opportunities. And, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
For sure. And you know what? Upholstery definitely is a tricky project to sort of tackle, especially if you don't have experience with it. But you're right. Start with the seat cushion. That's very straightforward. Start with a chair that maybe has some exposed wood so you get a sense of how things work. You always learn best when you start to take things apart. So if you find something that doesn't really matter if you mess it up, try to reupholster it. Take it apart section by section and put it back section by section. This way you know how to do it. That's how I learned. Heading over to Alabama, where we've got Linda on the line. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, we stained our porch with some, it was a dark stain. We had etched it before, and then we put a polyurethane on top. Now, part of this porch is not under cover, but the majority of it is. Well, the stuff is peeling off, looks terrible. So what we want to do is get this mess off and maybe use some cement paint, just paint it with cement paint.
So I've got some other suggestions for you that would be much more attractive than paint. There's a manufacturer that makes products for covering concrete that look like stone because they actually have stone built into them, and they're absolutely beautiful. They have a terrazzo version of it. They have a product called roller rock. They have a product called spread rock. I would take a look at DaichCoatings.com. It's DaichCoatings, DaichCoatings.com. These products work really, really well. We're getting great feedback on them, especially this terrazzo product, which is just gorgeous. You could apply this terrazzo product literally in an afternoon and be ready to walk on it the next day. And it's going to look a heck of a lot better than paint, and it really stands up.
Okay. Now, what do you do to prepare for that?
There's going to be instructions with all of these products, but basically you have to get off the loose paint that's there, whatever the material is you put before. If it's binding, if it's stuck in there and not coming off, then it's fine. But if it's loose and flaky, all the loose stuff has to come off. And there's also some products that they offer that you can use to clean those surfaces and etch them surfaces before you actually apply the products. But follow the instructions. Again, go to DaichCoatings.com. Check them out. We've worked with these guys for many years. They're really, really good at this stuff. And I think you'll be surprised with all the options you have.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Have you guys been wanting to change to those LED bulbs, but you just don't know where to start? I mean, I buy LED bulbs, and I find I stare at all of the cartons for, like, ages trying to figure out which one. I mean, you know, it's like, what's it going to look like? Is it really going to save some money? So we're going to share the facts that will help sort everything out and help you make that switch. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house this fall season. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Head to Tulsa, where Casey's on the line with a decking question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hey, guys. So I'm in the process of tearing out the top boards on my deck. It's somewhat new deck, but you can tell that it wasn't treated properly on the top board, so there's some rotting going on.
Okay.
The joists underneath look pretty good. So I've successfully torn them out and replaced them with new top boards. What I want to know is, what does the process look like for sealing that properly to make sure the boards don't rot out like they did last time?
So is the deck made of pressure-treated lumber, Casey?
Yes.
The floor joists, are they pressure-treated?
Yes.
All right, so with pressure treatment, you don't have to worry about decay. Decay should not happen with pressure-treated lumber for a long, long time. What you do have to be concerned about is just the cracking, or checking, as we call it when it comes to wood, that happens from exposure to the sun. The UV radiation causes the wood to shrink and crack. So generally, when you're finishing a deck, that's the reason you're finishing it, is to give it some protection against the sun. So now that you have taken off the damaged boards, you've got new decking on there, you might at this point, since we're in fall, want to wait a little bit of time. I would say this would be a great spring, early summer project, because you don't really have to do anything to that for, you know, a good part of the first year. But since we're going into the fall now, I'd make this maybe a spring, summer project to do. You want to make sure you find a period of time when the deck is really dry. A couple of days of sun would be great. And then you're going to use a good quality stain on that, an exterior stain. You have some options on how dense that stain is. It comes transparent, semi-transparent, and then solid color. Now, we always recommend solid color, and the reason is because it gives the deck the most protection, yet you can still see the grain through it. Most popular is semi-transparent, but it won't last nearly as long. When you apply it, you can apply it with a roller, you can apply it with a spray. It's a little bit tricky to get into the nooks and crannies when it comes with a deck, so I kind of like a spray application, and you could rent a sprayer. You could buy a sprayer. They're not very expensive. They're made by a lot of great companies. Wagner makes one just for homeowners. And I tell you, my buddy did his deck and a gazebo with a sprayer, and he was using paint, not even stain, because he just wanted to paint it. And the whole project took him like a day because it was just so efficient to apply the product that way. So that's what you're up against. Just wait to spring, early summer, to stain it, and you should get maybe 4, 5, 6 years out of it that way.
Great. Thank you so much. I love the show and appreciate the help.
You got it. Good luck with that project, Casey. Well, if you guys have been thinking about replacing all the bulbs you have left in your house that might have been incandescents or CFLs to LEDs, but maybe not sure about the cost savings, we have found that upgrading to LED bulbs really is a great way to save money. And that's because LED bulbs use a lot less energy and can last for decades.
Yeah, now maybe you find yourself being a little put off by the price of LEDs. I mean, I know I was when they first came out, because they definitely are pricey, but the cost now has come way down, especially in this past year, and you don't need to buy a ton of bulbs to start seeing that saving.
Now, to get started, you can replace bulbs in the lights that you use most often, or the ones that stay on the most. Replacing these first will have the biggest immediate impact on your energy savings. And from there, you can replace the older bulbs with LEDs on fixtures that have multiple bulbs.
Yeah, and finally, you want to make sure that you're getting the best results for your new LED bulbs. You want to make sure that they're rated for that specific use or fixture. And, you know, example here, if you've got a lamp or a light with a dimmer, you want to make sure it's a type that works with LED bulbs. Like, you got to make sure things kind of go hand in hand, because if you try to use an LED bulb that's not rated for dimming, it's not going to work on a switch that's dimmable. I learned this the hard way, but, you know, I had other lamps that could put that bulb in, so we were good.
Yeah, and here's another thing to keep in mind. If you're going to replace a fixture, like I just bought new lights for the outside of my front door, like some sort of pretty sconce lights, well, the LEDs are actually built into those lamps now, so there's no bulb to add. It's actually part of the light itself, so you don't even have to shop for a bulb. So you can find those as well if you're buying new fixtures. All in all, they really provide a great quality of light, and they last a long, long time.
Or Linda in Nevada, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I bought a house in Nevada in Henderson, and slowly but surely I have been plugging up all the areas for draft that's coming in. And then I realized, because I have a sofa in front of this fireplace, so a gas fireplace, there is a huge draft coming out that was just hitting my ankle. So I would like to know, what is it that I can do to cover that draft? Do I have to cover up the whole fireplace? Is there, you know, I have no idea what to do.
Yeah. Well, you've got to have a damper. So there's lots of different types of dampers. You probably have a damper already. There could be a mechanical damper right above the firebox.
There could be a flue damper up towards the top of the flue. Or you could just put glass doors on the fireplace. That's another way to kind of slow down the drafts.
Yeah, but even with the glass doors, if that flue is open, you can still feel a little bit of a draft. Because we have right. that. And I notice that if I forget to close the flue, then I'm like, oh, it's time to close it.
I will look to see about the damper, see if there's anything I can close. But if I close that damper and I still have a draft, and I do need to put a glass there, a glass cover. Where do you find a glass cover?
Glass fireplace doors are widely available pretty much everywhere. So
I mean, we had ours done from like the local hearth place. I believe it was called like Hearth and Leisure. There's probably somebody right in your area, you know, right near Henderson. I know that area of Vegas and in Nevada, and that's a good spot. You probably have somebody there already that can do this for you. And there's so many choices and so many finishes and different designs on the glass and different framework and, you know, all different price ranges as well. So don't be surprised when some are really expensive. But it's beautiful. And it also, when you're running your gas fireplace, you can keep those closed, and it really does generate quite a lot of heat.
It does? I just didn't think that they would. I mean, I have it blocked with my sofa. I don't really use a fireplace at all.
Oh, my gosh. Gas fireplaces are so cozy.
Well, the real one. See, I'm used to the real thing.
No, I hear you. I'm all for a wood-burning fireplace, but our neighbors have a gas fireplace, and anytime we go visit them, it gets downright warm, in fact, hot in their living room. It's lovely.
Okay. I will try it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, carbon monoxide is an odorless gas that results from combustion of fuels like natural gas, oil, kerosene, even charcoal. We're going to help you figure out if your heating system is safe, which we're all going to start using very, very soon. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas.
Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this fall weekend? I just love projects in the autumn. It always makes all of the things you have to do around the house feel so much better just because the weather is, like, perfect. Maybe you guys are wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're looking ahead to a new one. Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY info on our podcast.
You can follow our podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
John, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have the rain spout in my house in two different areas that when it rains, the water goes behind the rain spout against the soft or the fascia against the house and comes in between the rain spout and the house.
Huh.
A lot of the water does go down the rain spout, but some goes behind the rain spout. And I'm afraid it may drip onto the wood and start rotting the wood. And I don't know how I can fix that from occurring.
So it sounds to me like the gutter is becoming overflowed, is overwhelmed, and so the water's backing up over the back edge of the trough of the gutter?
I don't think that's the case. That's not overflowing, but somehow the water is being carried away, but yet there's still some water making it, to your point, behind the rain spout towards the house. And I know it's not an overflow situation. And I had a new roof put on about 2 years ago, so.
All right, so typically when gutters are installed by roofers, the downspout is a 3-inch downspout or a 4-inch downspout, and it's pierced through the gutter body down into it, and the hole that is actually created there is a fairly small opening. What we usually recommend is to use a larger downspout, one that's a 6-inch downspout, because it has less restrictions. And this way,
okay,
more water can fall into. I suspect, however, that joint between the downspout and the gutter was made, it's allowing for this to occur. So, you know, the simple thing to do is to get a ladder and get up there and take a good hard look at it. Grab a hose, run some water down the roof, watch if you can see exactly what's happening in that space and what's letting the water get behind it. But I suspect that the connection between the downspout and the gutter is not done correctly. You could try to fix that, and you could try to seal it. You know, maybe you have to mechanically take it apart and, you know, bend or rivet or something in to get it where it needs to be, and then seal the whole thing with silicone caulk. Or if that doesn't work, you might want to try to switch it out to a larger downspout. And that will have less tendency to hold any of the water back, and it will, you know, gravity will take over, and that'll be that.
That sounds like a solution to me. That sounds like a good idea. Let's get some silicone in there, too. Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, as some may know, carbon monoxide, or CO as it's often referred to, is an odorless gas that results from the combustion of fuel. So we're talking about natural gas, oil, kerosene, even charcoal, and it can make you sick or it can cause death. And in the years that I spent inspecting homes before getting out of the crawl space and into the radio studio, I found carbon monoxide leaks with shocking frequency.
Yeah, and that's why you absolutely must have your heating system tuned up every year. Now, Tom, we always say that, but what exactly is the tech looking for that could lead to these toxic situations?
Yeah, good question. So the tech, first of all, is going to look at the color of the flame for good combustion. So if you have a blue flame, that's what you want. That is a properly adjusted flame. But if you see an orange flame, that is a dirty flame. That means you have very incomplete combustion, and that can actually contain a lot of carbon monoxide. And also, you want to make sure you don't have any kind of sweet, like an acid-type odor that comes out of that, because, again, signs of carbon monoxide. And finally, you want to look at the heat exchanger. This is sort of the internal guts of the furnace, and with medium to older furnaces, you can see this pretty clearly. With the newer ones, it's getting a little bit harder.
But this is what keeps the combustion gas separate from the house air that blows around it to be warmed. So they'll inspect that. And also, we want to check the ventilation. We check also for what's called backdraft. So if we have a blocked chimney, for example, then all of those fumes, which are sort of like warm and moist, are going to come back out of the furnace draft hood. So any of those could be signs of carbon monoxide and need to be picked up.
Yeah, but we should also mention other sources of carbon monoxide that can also be hazardous, like never run a car, use a barbecue, or run a generator, or even a lawnmower in a garage, even an open garage, because those fumes are going to rise, they're going to start to fill the house, and it's going to sneak up on you, and before you know it, you're sleeping. So it's, you know, you got to be careful.
Absolutely. So important. Great point. And even if everything's operating properly, it is always important to also have carbon monoxide detectors. In fact, those carbon monoxide detectors are not just a good idea. They're, in fact, mandatory in many jurisdictions. So you want to make sure you have at least one on every floor of your house, including detectors outside every bedroom. You know why? Because that is where most carbon monoxide poisonings occur, while you're sleeping. Sometimes you just don't wake up. So you want to make sure you have detectors outside of your bedroom.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on? You got a big project that you're tackling, or maybe you're starting a project? Well, whatever it is, we are standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, we love spray foam insulation, but can applying it void your roof warranty? It's an interesting question. We're going to tackle that and more next.
You live in a money pit.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
River Front Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lauren Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The attic, it just doesn't get that cold up there, and it's a much more stable environment for all the stuff that we store as well. So I'm not terribly worried about voiding warranties, and that's why. But I do agree that some manufacturers are trying to make that point. I just don't see it.
All right, now we've got a question here from Jamie, who says, my aunt has a one-story, 2,400-square-foot, 1963 home on a full basement. Winter temps can be in the 20s and 30s, and summers in the 90s. There's heat in the ceilings, but it doesn't work in a couple of rooms. She wants to upgrade the heating system, but the electric company told her a heat pump system might not be the best choice because it gets too cold and will switch to backup heat and super high, high bills. What's the best heating and cooling system for the house?
So it is good advice from the electric company. What's going to happen with a traditional air-to-air heat pump is this. You're going to have the heat pump, which is – what a heat pump is kind of like if you've ever had a window air conditioner, you know, that blows cold air into the house and warm air outside. Well, if you flip that around, stuck it in the window, that's kind of like a heat pump. It's sort of the reverse of the cooling cycle, but it blows that warm air throughout the house. The problem is that it can only maintain about 2 degrees difference between what the temperature is in the room and what you set it at. And if it goes more than that because it's cold – what it's going to do is bring up a straight electric resistance backup heat system, which is going to run about 2 or 2.5 times more to operate than the heat pump itself. So that's why it's really designed for moderate temperatures. Secondly, the ceiling is never a good place for heat distribution, so I would be looking for options to have a system that's fueled by gas, by propane, or by oil. Those are going to be the least expensive ways to go.
All right, Jamie, good luck with that. Definitely something to keep in mind. We do have such crazy temperature swings in the Northeast, just like that. 20s, 90s. Can't find a right zone.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We hope you're enjoying a beautiful fall weekend, taking on projects around your house. If you run into a problem, an issue, got a question, don't know where to start, or you're stuck in the middle, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel dropped leaflets from the air, redoubled warnings on social media for more than a million Gaza residents to move south. Hamas, meanwhile, is urging people to stay in their homes. Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, is accusing Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields. Nonetheless, Palestinians are fleeing the areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offensive a week after Hamas's bloody attack into Israel. Here at home and far from Israel, Jews are grieving and praying for peace in the first Shabbat services since the attack.
At Temple Adas, Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service. A police car outside and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them now is the time to stand united with Israel.
There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as evil in this world. There is a time in which it must be fought.
A lot of prayers, tears, and hugs at this service in Sag Harbor, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agner reporting.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A Montana man is doing well after being mauled by a grizzly bear.
Rudy Norlander, returning home after 5 weeks in the hospital, saying he's looking forward to having a root beer float, playing with his dog, and, believe it or not, returning to the great outdoors. Norlander was bitten in the face and initially underwent 10 hours of surgery to reconstruct his jaw and lower lip. His family says he is healing and has maintained a sense of humor. Jason Walker reporting.
The Department of Agriculture reports avian influenza, which is deadly to commercial poultry, was confirmed in a flock of 47,000 turkeys in Girault County, South Dakota on October 4th, and at a farm with 142,000 birds in Utah's San Pete County last Friday. The outbreaks are the first reported among U.S. commercial flocks. This is townhall.com. Hong Kong's leader says the city will seek to strengthen its economic and trade ties with Thailand after a recent meeting with the country's prime minister.
Chief Executive John Lee says he and Thailand's prime minister agree that the two sides have, quote, good and close relations. Lee added they would promote more exchanges between their people. His administration is seeking to further expand the Chinese financial hub's role in Southeast Asia to boost economic growth following years of COVID-19 restrictions.
Jeremy House reporting. Various Guatemalan government web pages disabled after hackers launched a cyber attack earlier today. The hackers, affiliated with the activist group Anonymous, say they're working in support of indigenous pro-democracy protesters. For almost 2 weeks, demonstrators have been calling for the resignation of the attorney general, saying she tried to undermine the popular vote that made a progressive candidate the now president-elect. More at townhall.com.
River from Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It's my favorite time of year. It's fall. It's the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. So if you got a project that you want to get done around your house, you are in the right place because we are here to help you do just that. Reach out to us with your questions, your comments, your issues. If you need a little bit of direction on how to get started with a project, if you're stuck in the middle or you need some advice on what to do, all great reasons to reach out to us. Two ways to do that. Go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your message right into your iPhone or your Android or whatever device you have. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's episode, fall is a great time for some really big planting and patio projects like building rock gardens and paver patios and fire pits and laying new sod or even planting trees. So we're going to have tips on how to get those fall projects done.
And according to the FBI, most burglaries involve criminals forcibly breaking into your home. Well, Consumer Reports have been testing door locks, and they just released some new ratings. We're going to share the best and the worst ones that you can buy.
And you love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or bath, but not the high costs? We're going to share a new product that provides a beautiful marble surface without that usual expense.
But before we do that, we're here for you. So let us know what you need help with. Is it a renovation, a repair, a decorating project? Well, reach out because we've got the tips, the ideas, and the inspiration that are going to help you avoid all of that home improvement perspiration when it comes to fixing up your spaces.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or again, for the fastest possible response, go to moneypit.com/ask.
Ed and I was on the line with a heating and cooling question. What can we help you with today?
I've got a home that
It's a ranch style on a basement, about 3,000 square feet, and probably half of the upstairs, the living room and the kitchen and dining room, is cathedral ceiling. That part of the house seems to stay about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. I've had the AC checked, and they say the size is adequate. But I was wondering if there is an insulation problem, and is there a way to correct that?
Well, it's basically heat loss. And, yes, whenever you have a cathedral ceiling, you can't get as much insulation in that ceiling structure. And because heat rises and you've got that ceiling up there, you're going to have a warmer second floor. So how do you combat that? Well, there's a couple of things. One of which is, do you have ceiling fans up there?
Yes.
Right, and the ceiling fans are not helping. Are they pushing that warm air down so that it can be cooled in the summer?
It helps, but it's not enough.
One of the things you might want to do is considering supplementing the second floor with a split ductless system or a mini split ductless. It's usually easier to do that than to overrun the main air conditioner to get the second floor cooler. And in the long run, you'll use less energy that way. Sometimes depending on the home design, you're going to get a warm area of the house that just can't get enough air delivered to it because of its design. You know, in my home, I've got an office on the west side of the house, and it just happens to be pretty far from where the air handler is, and so it always stays a bit warmer, and I put a split ductless system in there just to kind of supplement the central air. We still have central air in the same space, but the split ductless supplements it quite nicely and does a really good job of keeping it very cool and comfortable in those warmest summer days. So I would suggest you consider that as an option here.
Okay. Now, would it help to put a power vent in the seat and the roof?
No, because you don't have an attic. You have an attic. You have a cathedral, so there's no attic space there. Plus, those attic exhaust fans typically take as much air-conditioned air out of the house as they do hot air because they depressurize the attic so much that they tend to draw it down into the house and steal some air-conditioned air at the same time.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right, Ed?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going over to Alaska, where Mary has a question about siding. How can we help you today?
We recently sided our house with concrete siding. Underneath is plywood and then Tyvek. We use 4x12 panels that are pre-painted. They're attached to the plywood walls.
Okay.
My question is, do I need to caulk where the batten attaches to the panels? And secondly, do I need to caulk the nail holes on the batten?
Well, you wouldn't caulk where the batten attaches to the panels. You might use an adhesive in that area, if that's recommended by the siding manufacturer. In terms of the nail holes, generally you don't have to caulk nail holes. You know, as long as you're not smashing the nails in and breaking the siding, they're usually tight enough around them where you do not have to caulk each individual nail head.
The nail holes have broken through the painted surface.
So if they broke through the painted surface, it's not a bad idea to touch them up with a little bit of caulk, but I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Adam in Rhode Island is on the line with a leaky skylight. What's going on?
I have a bay window in my bedroom that is below a skylight, and for a while it started to create those brown stains on my ceiling, but for the most part, the biggest problem was there was a leak in the bay window. So my father and I went up there, we put a new flashing kit on the skylight, and it seemed to help the problem, but it did not eliminate the problem. And I had a contractor friend over who took a look at it as well, and he noticed that if you go out on the outside, the bay window abuts the gutter, where the gutter attaches to the roof above it. And it's his opinion that there should be perhaps some like 6 to 8 inch gap there between where the gutter meets the house and where the bay window starts. So it's his opinion that the bay window might have been improperly installed.
So it sounds like the bay window is up too high. Is that what you're saying? So it basically goes right up under the gutter?
Right. There's certainly no separation between the soffit, but there's also no separation from where the gutter meets the house either.
All right. And does the bay window have its own roof on it, or is the roof sort of built into the soffit structure?
No, it's under the overhang.
Oh, it is under the overhang. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that the gutter is overfilling and perhaps the water's backing up through the gutter, getting into the soffit and running into the bay?
I thought that at one point, and I have gone up and checked, and the gutters are clean.
Okay. And where this is on the roof, is there sort of a long stretch of roof that goes down before it hits the skylight?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, maybe 10 or 10 or 15 feet.
So I'm going to give you a trick of the trade, and this might solve it. You might be getting so much water against that flash, against that skylight, that it's just sort of forcing its way in. One thing you might want to do is to try to put a diverter on the roof right above the skylight, and this, see if this works. It's really easy to do, and so there's kind of no reason not to try it. But you make you take a piece of aluminum in the shape of an L, and you basically attach it to the roof, and you essentially want to intercept that flow of water down the roof and have it run around the skylight and around the bay window. So you're slowing the volume of water that's coming down that roof, you know, running full steam towards that skylight in that bay window area and running it around that space. And all you got to do is tack that onto the roofing shingles, put some silicone caulk to help seal the edge, and see what happens.
So you caught the edge of the L with silicone, and how do you affix the aluminum to the roof?
Yeah, you could simply nail through the shingle.
Okay.
And with like a roofing nail, but with the caulk will help seal it. And basically you're capturing that water as it's running down the roof, and it's sort of running right around that skylight bay window roof combination and then off to the gutter.
All right, sounds good. I'm willing to try it.
Good luck, Adam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. What are you working on this weekend? Are you ready to take on a fall landscaping project? Well, if you are, we've got some tips to help you get started when The Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deiss Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? It's a beautiful fall weekend. Perhaps you're just wrapping up a project, or maybe you're thinking about what the next project is. Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find some great DIY info on our podcast.
You can follow our podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home.
Okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant. And I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
Then this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
yeah.
curb and stuff.
Your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer. So I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like slanted and sloped, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. QuickCrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product. It's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product, so if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better, but if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay, okay. But that QuickCrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at QuickCrete.com. They've got lots of great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now I've got Rob in Maryland on the line with a building with a dirt floor and he needs some help with it. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I have an 18-foot diameter round space outside. It's a little hut and I have a dirt floor. And I just want to see if there's some type of a concrete that I can just pour down there or pour on it and it'll just find its own level.
Well, I mean, concrete to some extent finds its own level. You have access to this space, right? Is there any reason you can't float it out?
Yeah, there's. It's easy to do.
So then what you're going to want to do is a couple of things. First of all, this is an unheated space?
Correct.
All right. So what you want to do is you would want to make sure that the dirt is solidly tamped down, right? And then you're going to add concrete to that to a thickness of at least 4 inches, but maybe even 6. And then float the concrete. It takes a little skill. You're going to have to do some research on how to do this. But essentially, when the concrete comes off the truck, there's stone that's embedded in it. And as you spread it out with a shovel and a rake, you sort of float it. You shake it with a float, a trowel. It's like a big trowel. And then the stones sink to the bottom of the concrete, and sort of the cream comes to the top, and that's what gives you that nice finish. And you'll sort of work the concrete smooth and then work your way out the door. So I think it's as simple as putting in a concrete slab floor.
Is there anything like a dust cover?
Yeah, I mean, there's plastic dust covers and things like that. But, I mean, you want a floor that you can actually use. So the concrete is the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could probably do something with brick pavers, but it'd be a lot of work because you'd have to cut all those round edges.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is the perfect season for working outside and taking on some really big planting and patio projects, like maybe building a rock garden, a paver patio, a fire pit, laying new sod, or even planting trees. So here are a couple of our favorites to get you started.
First, let's talk building a fire pit. This has to be one of the most popular projects ever for this time of year. And it's really not that hard to do. The most important step is picking the right location. You will be aiming for a sweet spot, not too far from your back door, but also not too close to where sparks can fly off the fire and land on your house roof, or where the heat can melt your siding, which frankly is surprisingly common. All the years I was a home inspector, Leslie, I'd see that very telltale sort of arched, bent up, shriveled up siding overheated sort of mark on the side of the building. I know that they got their grill or their fire pit too close to that wall.
Yeah, just way too close. Now, to build a fire pit, you want to use landscaping stones. And these are large bricks about 2 to 3 times as big as a regular brick, and they come in shapes to build either square or round fire pits. Now, to install them, you need to prepare a solid and level base of well-packed gravel, and then you simply stack the big landscape stones on top of each other and let gravity do the rest.
Now, another great project for this time of year is to build a rock garden or a water feature. The weather is perfect for this kind of very heavy work. And it's a lot easier to get it done now and only have to add the plants and finishing touches when spring arrives.
Now, one part of this project that often gets DIYers tripped up is figuring out the best layout. So here's a trick that we found that can really help, and all you need is some rope. You just use that rope to define the borders of your rock garden or water feature or whatever other element that you want to build. And once you have it down, just look at it. Does it look good? Do you like it? Are you going to use it well? Are you going to enjoy it from every vantage point in the yard? You know, all of those things. And then once you know it works, you got it.
Yeah, for example, like if the rock garden is along a path, will there still be enough room to walk by? Or what if you needed to run a lawnmower over the path? Can the machine fit? You know, if you take time to think through the total layout, use the little rope trip, you can really make sure the job gets done right and works super well for your space.
All right, we're going up to Dale in Kansas, who's working on an attic makeover. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought this little house, and it's got the vinyl ridge down the center of the peak of the roof, and then one 2x2 square opening on the end, and it doesn't seem like that's adequate ventilation to get rid of the heat.
So you have no soffit vents at all? You have just have this ridge, you have the ridge vent, the gable vents, and no soffit vents at the overhang of the roof?
And okay. I put a 12-inch turbine vent on it, but I'm thinking I need more than just that 2-foot square vent. I was thinking about putting 4 12-inch, I don't know what to call them besides the dump vents, down towards the lower end of the roof.
Okay, well, you're on the right track, so let's talk about attic ventilation and the way it's supposed to work. So the attic is always supposed to be the same temperature as the outside. So if it's hot outside, it should be hot in the attic, and if it's cold outside, it should be cold in the attic. Basically, the attic has to be well ventilated for that to happen. Now, you have actually half of what I usually recommend as a ventilation system, and that's a continuous ridge vent down the peak of the roof. The second half of that, though, are soffit vents at the overhang of the roof. Soffit vents are good because as the wind blows across the house, that soffit area pressurizes and pushes air up into that soffit. That rides up underneath the roof sheathing where it carts away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter and then exits at the ridge. And that same wind that's pushing positively against the side of the house and the soffit vents is actually creating sort of a negative pressure at the ridge. So you get this kind of nice continuous flow. And if you have that working for you, then actually what you should do is block off those gable vents because that's going to kind of interrupt that nice flow that we've created. Now, in your case, you have no soffit vents. I would first explore the potential of putting in soffit vents. The other idea that you suggested was putting in regular roof vents but lower on the roof. You know, not a terrible idea, but not nearly as efficient as soffit vents. And if you don't have a soffit, there's a type of vent called a drip edge vent, which basically extends the roof line about 2 inches, creates a short soffit that's pretty effective. But if you can get continuous soffit and ridge venting, that's really all you need. The other types of ventilators, the turbine that you mentioned, that kind of stuff, you know, it looks like it does a lot, but it's really nowhere near as effective as having that continuous open ridge and the continuous open soffit, okay?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with that.
Drip edge vent? Google drip edge vent, and I think CertainTeed, I know CertainTeed makes it, and I'm sure others do as well. And it's a really effective little vent. Now, you may have to do some modifications of your roof shingles at the overhang to get this in. But considering you're going to have to modify your roof anyway to put those roof vents in, I think that's probably the best way to go for homes that don't have a soffit because it does create that intake point down low on the roof, which is going to really let a lot of air in. And I think you'll see a big difference.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. Coming up, most burglaries involve criminals that are forcing their way into your home. Now, Consumer Reports, they've been doing a lot of testing of door locks that can prevent break-ins. And what they've found, they're going to share with us. We've got Dan Roklowski joining us to tell us the best, the worst, whatever, the good and the bad and the ugly of all of these door locks. So stick around.
Hey,
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house this fall season. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, most burglaries involve criminals forcibly entering into your home, according to the FBI statistics. And that includes coming through your front door. But even if you're diligent about locking up, you do need a good deadbolt to thwart those thieves.
Well, Consumer Reports has been rigorously testing and evaluating door locks for years, and they've released some new ratings of the best and worst ones you can buy. With us to share what they found is Dan Roklowski. Dan is the home appliances reporter for Consumer Reports. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you found that many of the deadbolt locks tested lacked a certain level of protection that you might want to expect when you're trying to secure your house. So tell us what you found and how you went about testing these things.
Sure. So we conduct three what we call brute force tests. So that includes kick-ins, where we actually have a custom jig with a 100-pound steel battering ram that we swing into a door that is outfitted with each deadbolt.
Oh, come on. That's got to be fun, right? I mean, that's got to be the most enjoyable part of the test. Brute force testing.
It is very entertaining to watch, I will say. So, yes, we do that. We raise the height of that battering ram every time, basically, until we get the door to break. And basically, the longer a deadbolt can withstand that battering ram, the better it does in that test. That's probably the most interesting one of the bunch. The other two we do are a drilling test where we use a cordless drill and just try to drill through the deadbolt. The last test we do is just a lock picking test where we actually take the lock apart and look at how it's constructed internally and see how easily a thief could pick it based on its design.
So with the brute force testing, how do you determine whether the failure is the lock or the door? Because it would seem to me that with most kick-ins, given the fact that most people don't really understand the right way to install a lock and they don't use long enough screws and it really is just, you know, going into the jam and nothing much else. So I would think that the door jam itself would break before the metal deadbolt would. Do you deal with that issue?
Yes, that's correct. So what we really look at is whether a lock comes with a better strike plate. We encourage manufacturers to ship all of their locks with a strike plate that comes with 3-inch long screws so that you can really, you know, get it deep into the door frame, and that way you won't have that issue. Because you're absolutely right. The frame will give way before the lock itself, but all locks do come with a strike plate, and we just, you know, really want to see all of them come with a good box strike plate with those long screws.
Now, what about a keypad lock? I mean, it's the same sort of system internally, right? It's just your mechanism of opening is different. Does that change the security features at all?
I mean, it does change what features are available to you, but our testing is still the same. So we look at both electronic keypad locks as well as your smart keypad locks and models that connect to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or some other wireless technology. And so we do the same, you know, brute force tests on all of those locks, but also evaluate the features that they have. You know, how easy are they to set up and get connected? How easy are they to control remotely? Do they have any other security features like a tamper alarm if someone is trying to, you know, kick in the door or drill through it? So there's a number of things outside of the brute force test that we look at for those models.
You know, we learned some time ago, we actually did a video on this to teach people how to install a door or how to install one of these keypad locks, because if the door is not perfectly hung, if it doesn't close properly and everything doesn't line up and you get sort of like rubbing from the deadbolt and that sort of thing, it tends to wear out the battery life. And so in this video, we pretty much showed people exactly how to adjust the door and how to make sure it was working properly. Because otherwise, you would run out of power pretty quickly, and that's a whole other set of issues that come up, especially when you have an electronic lock.
You're absolutely right, yeah. It really can put a lot of extra unnecessary strain on the motor and really cause your battery life to suffer. We, you know, also try to really encourage people to make sure they're installed properly, that the lock bolt is gliding in smoothly into that strike plate, and just, you know, making sure it works right so that you don't run into those issues.
So we're talking to Dan Roklowski. He is the home and appliances reporter for Consumer Reports. So Dan, you did all these tests. What were the ratings? What were the best and the worst models?
Sure. So the best locks in our ratings right now are, if you're looking for just a standard deadbolt, the Yale Premier single cylinder YH82. If you're looking for a high security door lock, and what's great about these is they pretty much all withstand drilling attacks from a cordless drill, the best model there is the Medco Maxim 11TR503. And if you're interested in a electronic lock, we really like the Schlage Touch Keyless FE375CAM.
And which ones perform poorly and should be avoided?
So there are a lot of them. but okay. I can give you the worst offenders.
All right, go right ahead.
Some of the absolute worst that we've seen are Mylox. There's a few models from them, but one to look out for, it's actually a smart lock, is this Mylox BLEF02SN. Basically, it can't protect you in any brute force, you know, attack, drilling, picking, or being kicked in. If you're looking at electronic locks, do not get the Sherlock DK201MD15. Also highly susceptible to drilling, picking, and kick-ins. And as just regular deadbolts go, you'll want to avoid the Yale Edge series YR82EB. It just goes to show you got to really be careful. Even within the same brand, you know, one deadbolt can do fantastic in these tests and the other just fails.
Yeah, I think that was interesting. Yale was in the top of the best locks and also had one on the bottom. So you're right. You can't just go by brand. So, and that's why you guys are so specific about the locks that you test, and you give us the model numbers, because they do change, right? And you got to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples.
You know, these companies will make slight tweaks to the hardware here and there, so you really want to pay attention to that unique model number.
Dan Roklowski, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Very interesting story and interesting project testing these locks. If you'd like to learn more, go to consumerreports.org. Sign up for a membership. I tell you what, I can't tell you how many times I go to Consumer Reports when I'm looking to buy a product and get their report on what their testing found. It's great independent expert advice. Dan, thanks for what you do, and thanks again for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, if you love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or bath, but not that high cost that goes along with it, we're going to share a new product that offers a beautiful marble surface without draining your bank account. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what projects are you tackling this fall season? Are you thinking ahead to the holidays? Maybe you're planning something that you need to get done before all the family and friends arrive, or you're looking at a winter project, or perhaps you're thinking of something you're going to tackle once the weather gets warmer. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Audrey in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
All right. I was listening to your show last weekend, and I heard you talking about some kind of like contact paper, but you put it on your kitchen wall, and you can put tile on it for a backsplash.
Yeah, it's a product called Bondera Tile Mat Set. Kind of a long name, but basically it's a two-sided adhesive sticky material that if you want to do a backsplash, or for that matter, a countertop, you pull up the backing on one side of it, press it against the wall, in your case for the backsplash. Then you can stick the tiles right to the other side of it. Pull off the backing on the other side. You stick the tiles right on. And then you can pretty much grout immediately thereafter. So you don't have to wait for glue to dry, or even mix up glue, or get a tile glue that can kind of get all over the place. It's all on the mat. So you cut it to fit, put it on the wall, pull off the back, and then go ahead and glue the tile right to it. I would caution you, though, that I would not recommend you put this right on drywall, because it's going to be a permanent. You're never going to get it off. And if you ever want to replace it, you have to cut the wall out, because they'll just pull the paper right off. And what you could do is just put a thin sheet of Luan plywood on the wall first, and then put the tile right on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you love the classic look of marble tops in your kitchen or your bathroom, but not the expense, Deich Coatings is out now with a new product called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit that lets you create a beautiful marble surface in just a weekend.
Yeah, it's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit that's so great for countertops, vanities, even tabletops. It comes in four elegant color schemes and even lets you create a real marble veined surface in just a few simple steps with no special skills needed. Now, you can create a tough, resilient marble surface with distinct defined veins, or you can create one that has those soft, swirly veins. They are two very different looks, and you definitely have one that you prefer. So once you start doing your research, you're going to know exactly. It's really easy to use, no skills are needed, and everything that you need is included in the kit for just $169.
And you'll find that Marble Dreamer Surfacing Kit at DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Heading to North Carolina, where Steve's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi. I have a 30-year-old home where I put vinyl replacement windows in. And here in North Carolina, of course, we have very hot and humid nights. And one thing I noticed in the mornings that there would be condensation around, it's got the cross pieces in the panes of glass are internal, not external, but I would notice some condensation like around those and around the edges, and even some mornings they were but it's a tri-level house, and the downstairs is on a concrete slab, and even some of those windows are completely kind of covered with condensation. I just wondered, is that normal, or is there something wrong with the installation?
So it's not normal, Steve. What you're seeing is the result of a lack of efficiency of either the glass or the window frames themselves. What's happening here is the cool that you're generating inside the house, that air-conditioned air, is basically chilling the windows themselves. And then when the warm, moist air on the outside of your house strikes them, it condenses. Because if you think about it, as you cool the air, it releases the water. Same thing happens when you walk outside with a glass of iced tea and you get water that forms on the outside of it. It's because of the condensation. It's because it's the warm air striking it. So it does point to a potential inefficiency of the windows. Now, because the moisture is forming on the outside and not on the inside, you don't have to worry about leaks and damage, but I don't think you should be seeing as much as you are. It does speak to an issue that's potentially wrong with the windows themselves.
Okay. I guess if I contact the manufacturer, because they are argon gas, I believe, the manufacturer, is that who I would contact, or the installer? Or
so if the windows are covered by a warranty, I certainly would reach out to the manufacturer as well as the installer. I would reach out to both of them and raise the issue, explain it very clearly, send some photographs if you can, and see if they're willing to do something about it, because I sense that the windows are not insulated very well, because that should not be happening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Well, inviting hordes of strangers to poke around at every nook and cranny of your house doesn't really sound like anything you'd ever want to do, right?
Ah, that is, unless you're selling your home and holding an open house. We'll share tips to survive the invasion when the Money Pit returns.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Anderson.com for details.
Money Pit. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
All right, Mario reached out to Team Money Pit. He lives in New Jersey and recently installed replacement windows himself. He says, I left the storm windows in place because I like that extra layer of protection, but I wonder if there's a downside to doing that.
You know, I don't really think there's a downside to do it. I mean, it's another layer of glass you're going to have to clean. You may find that you get some condensation on the back side of that, depending on how the temperature swing is between one side of the glass and the other, which you'd not get with the replacement window because that's insulated glass and it's sealed. I don't really feel like it's a bad thing you did. It's just inconvenient and kind of, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose of replacing the window. So go ahead and live with it now. But if you decide ultimately to take them out, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
And I wonder how that looks. Like, does it look okay with an old storm window? Like, does that do anything to the frame or the trim?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's going to look a little funky. It's not going to look like brand new windows, you know. It's going to look like something is off. Sometimes you can look at stuff and pick up some like alternative to the normal installation. Like, I see that a lot when I look at electrical panels and something that's not quite right, and you dig in, like, ah, yeah, I know what they did. They put the black where the white should have been or whatever the heck it was. So, yeah, I think it's not definitely not the right way to do it, but for the most part, I don't see it causing any harm.
All right. Good luck with that project, Mario, and good luck with those new windows.
Well, if you're planning to sell your house anytime soon, one of the best opportunities to get a qualified buyer happens during the open house. You know, that's when you get to invite hordes of strangers to poke around every nook and cranny of your personal space. Well, Leslie has tips on how to survive the invasion and get your house ready to sell in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Ugh, yes, the open house is like my worst nightmare. It's like
painful.
They're coming in, they're looking at everything, they're touching things. You know, it's like I love to go look at houses, and we'll go to open houses often. And my kids are always like, does it come with this piece of furniture? Can I touch that? I'm like, it's not yours. Don't touch it. Don't open it. And so I know other people would be doing that at my house. But you got to make sure that your house is ready to be seen so you can kind of relax and enjoy the process. So first of all, a buyer needs to really be able to envision their own life in that house. How are they going to live in the space? So clear the clutter. That is definitely something you want to do. And it also opens up the room. So definitely think about removing anything larger or extra pieces of furniture. Just show people that there's a lot of space. You know, space that's there that you forgot about, which is why you're moving in the first place. Now, buyers aren't going to notice if your home is spotlessly clean, but they are going to notice if it isn't. So hire a cleaning service, help make it sparkle. You can even have them just do it once before the first set of open houses, and then you can kind of just maintain it for the next upcoming ones. Now, odors, super important. Nobody wants to buy a house that smells like your pets, or if you're a smoker, nobody likes a stinky house. So you can neutralize those odors by scrubbing the walls, shampooing the carpets, keeping your litter boxes clean. Think about also beautiful finishing touches in the house. New towels in the bathroom, a beautifully set dining table. These things kind of make an impression. Outside, trim the lawn, weed the landscaping, prune the shrubs. And once the day of the open house shows up, guys, leave. Don't stick around. Nothing makes buyers more uncomfortable than if the owner is there. They're going to feel more excited. They're going to show more interest. They're going to ask more questions. It really is great. Make sure your realtor knows all the awesome features and the great standouts of the home. This way they can really speak comfortably about your house. And you don't have to be there. Trust me, you don't want to see the people walking all around your space.
That is so true. I say the same thing about home inspection. Get out.
Get out. Can't.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, fall is an amazing season for beautiful colors and lots of fun activities, but it's also the start of fire season. We'll highlight fire prevention risks you haven't thought of and give you tips to eliminate them on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. Reminding them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.